Did the bulls just get released into the crude oil markets? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio as we focus on health care, tax reform, disaster recovery, and NFL culture wars. We don't want to miss higher crude oil prices. Crude traded in Europe is at a two-year high today, $59 a barrel. Crude traded in New York here has been above $50 a barrel for 2 days now, 52 now. Keywords OPEC and Kurdistan. I spoke to the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
It's partly about a growing sense that the great rebalancing that OPEC, that producers cartel, and a few other countries, including Russia, have been trying to engineer. There's some sign that at last commercial stocks of crude oil are being reduced, and reasonably strong demand is part of that story. And those groups of countries, OPEC plus Russia and a few others, did have a meeting over the weekend. And what's unusual in these kind of situations is when those countries make a production, an agreement to reduce production, that they have been more or less sticking to it.
We also have the Kurds in northern Iraq and talk about independence there that's also playing out in these prices.
The Turkish authorities have threatened to cut off the pipelines that go through their territory, which are a terribly important export route for oil that's produced in Kurdish areas of Iraq. And so the mere prospect that there might perhaps be some interruption to supply has affected the oil price. And bear in mind, these kind of geopolitical issues in the Middle East generate concerns about whether supplies might be disrupted. And we're seeing a little bit of that again.
BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
We're also tracking a major labor story. The Senate has confirmed another of President Trump's nominees to the National Labor Relations Board, giving Republicans control for the first time in almost a decade. Let's turn live to Marketplace's Kimberly Adams for the significance here.
So, David, this means the five-member board will be fully staffed for the first time in a couple of years. So, as a reminder, the NLRB is the agency that settles disputes between companies and workers. And with the confirmation of corporate lawyer William Emanuel, Republicans will have the majority of the seats. With that full board, they can now reverse previous decisions, and Republicans really want them to target some of the NLRB decisions made under Obama. Things like worker classifications, contract workers versus employees, and liability for joint employers and franchise owners.
All right, Kimberly, thank you. Let's check markets. London's FTSE and Dow and S&P futures are little changed at this moment. The NASDAQ future is up 0.1%. Day two after the Germany's far right won a voice in the parliament there, and the euro is down again below $1.18. The following will start like a John Lennon song. Imagine a world with zero poverty. Imagine a world with zero unemployment. And imagine no extra carbon dioxide changing the climate. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus, founder of the famed global social enterprise, the Grameen Bank, has a new book out called A World of Three Zeros. Dr. Yunus, good to connect with you again.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Let's start out right away with a flaw that you see at the center of economics, at the center of capitalism. It's what? The assumption that we're selfish.
Human beings are selfish as well as selfless. The selfless part has never been used in economics in the business world. I'm saying that's what's creating all the problem that we created. Wealth concentration is becoming faster and faster. And 1% of the population of the world own more than 99% of the wealth of the world. I said, this is a ticking time bomb. It will explode anytime.
So if you can figure out a way for us to find within ourselves our more selfless inclinations and reorder the economic system to take account of that, you think a lot of these huge problems start to dissipate?
Yes, indeed. So at the same time, I'm raising another question, the interpretation of what the economics theory has been saying, that most of us are born to work for somebody else. So it's a job-driven economy. I said, this is the wrong direction completely. Human beings are not born to work for somebody else. Human beings are basically entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs who solve a problem by starting a business.
Yes. As an entrepreneur, you have choices. choices to make money for yourself, choices to solve the problems of the world in creating businesses called social business.
You became concerned about the children whose parents had benefited from your micro-lending system, the Grameen Bank. You wondered why the kids, the next generation, weren't doing better.
The strange thing happened as they come out of the schools, come out of the colleges, they're all lining up for jobs, and there are not many jobs in Bangladesh, so they get very frustrated. Then I keep telling them, forget about jobs. The right idea is something that you should be telling yourself, that I'm not a job seeker, I'm a job creator. And I give the example, look at your mother. She joined Grameen Bank some 20 years back, took a small loan, $40 loan, started a business. If your illiterate mother could become entrepreneur, there's no reason to believe that everybody will be just lining up for the jobs. And the jobs are not coming anyway. All these jobs that we're looking for will not exist anymore because artificial intelligence will take it over.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus, the creator of microcredit. His new book is called A World of Three Zeros, The New Economics of Zero Poverty, Zero Unemployment, and Zero Net Carbon Emissions. Professor Yunus, thank you for this.
Thank you.
And how will all these entrepreneurs get their projects going? Besides the microloans, Yunus envisions venture capital folks getting a fee for their trouble, but no ongoing ownership stake once the social enterprise is up and running. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.